Arizona?
Yes, sir.
Were you aware of the... Was there any information over the television or the news media, the papers or anything of this thing they cited up here?
Taylor, Arizona?
Well, it's up on the rim, what they call the rim country, which is Heber. I'll give it to you in quote. I thought you should know about it.
Fine.
Now, there were seven men up there about 3 days ago. They were all coming back just after dark. They were cutting wood and they were coming in. They saw this bright light, this object that looked to all seven of them, at the time there were seven, like a saucer or some unidentified object. Well, Ralph Anderson's a very good friend of mine, and his brother Travis is a young man about 22. And he's always made the statement around the country to everyone that knows him that he'd like to have some way of making communication with them.
Yes.
And they were talking about this kind of a thing, ironically, at the time, and they saw this light about 20 foot hovering from the ground, and before they actually stopped their truck, Travis jumped out of the car and ran up underneath this thing, if you can imagine. How many yards away, I don't know. That quote. But he ran up underneath of it with his hands in the air as a helpless or friendly gesture. At the time he'd done this, the other six men, and these are pretty good local boys. They're not just, you know, they were sober, too.
Yes.
And they all witnessed a blue or a bluish light that projected from the bottom of this craft, whatever it was. And at that time, it hit him. And, of course, he crumpled and fell. Now, the rest of them were just, you know, like anyone else would be. I guess they were terrified, and so they started their vehicle up and drove the other way on that rim road for several miles until they regained their wits. They came back a few minutes later, and there was no sign of anything except as they were departing. As they were entering the area where this happened, they did see this thing, this object, moving across the sky. Now, this has been publicized through the KPHO media over television, and I suppose the radio, and all the other channels have got this. Sheriff Gillespie and Holbrook, and many, many other search deputies, and the man is gone. They've checked it out. There's radiation there in this spot. They don't know. Ralph told me that it varied. There was some fairly heavy, and then it was light. Also.
Yes.
But what would it mean?
Well, that's hard to say.
But this is really true. Now, I can, like I said, if you wanted to confirm this, you could call, what is it, Marvin Gillespie? Call Ralph Anderson. This is the man's brother who vanished. Ralph Anderson's a good friend of mine, and I suggest that they do this today. But he said that they had some men in the Tucson... Flagstaff and Tucson area that were coming out, but I read this article in your book here, and I felt that it probably is by most, the far most experience relating to this type of research on this thing. Ralph called me back about 2:30 today. He was going out there. They are going out again, air and search, you know, air and ground search. They're going to make a last-ditch effort attempt on it for 48 continual hours. Ralph said at the time he called he was shortly planning on leaving. And would not be back until whatever time this 48 hours could develop in. But my wife sounded concerned. She said, is there a possibility that thing could have took that man or disintegrated him? And who knows?
Now, what was that man's name again who's missing?
The man's name missing is Travis Walton, W-A-L-T-O-N. This has been well publicized throughout the entire state of Arizona. It's been on every channel. We catch it on the 6 o'clock news. It's been on the 10 o'clock news. And it happened Thursday night.
Has this been published in any of the papers you know of?
I don't know about the papers, my friend, but it's certainly been in the... I think my wife just said it has been in the paper.
Okay.
In fact, it's been a headliner. The first day it happened, that night when the boys came back, without Travis Walton, Ralph called me about 3 o'clock in the morning and told me what had happened, and he was leaving upon that after the phone call to me. Then they were going out there the next day. They had a search party of 55 men. They turned up nothing except radio, and they did find radiation in that area, at that spot, in fact.
Yes.
If you want to call him or call me, I'll give you my name and number, but I don't think it'd be important for my name, but I'm just concerned about the thing, and if you're a sharpshooter on a thing, I'd like to see somebody do something about it.
Okay.
It happened about, 35 miles? Oh, it's about 35 miles from right here at our home where I'm calling you from.
Okay. And what was the date of this incident again?
Pardon?
What was the date of the incident?
Well, it was Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Thursday night, I'd say shortly after dark. That's when I said 7 men at that time were leaving in their truck, and they spotted this spacecraft or unidentified object hovering just some 20 foot or so off the ground. And at that time, Travis had been talking about this, and the whole country knows this. He's always wanted to communicate with these people, believe this or not. And before they ever got the truck stopped, he ran out there underneath that thing with his hands stretched up in the air as a gesture of friendliness or helpness or something. And then this bluish-like ray of light projected from the bottom of that craft and silhouetted him completely, and then he just crumpled, and that's when the other 6 boys just panicked, and they left for a few minutes. They said they didn't know exactly how long. They came back, and there was no sight of anything other than the fact of the visual sighting. Again, they saw this leaving.
We sure appreciate your calling.
I'll mention one thing. All of these other men included that were at this sighting witnessing this have all agreed to, at the first of the week, they're all going to take a lie detector test. Probably at Holbrook and Marlon Gillespie's at the courthouse there to verify and substantiate this.
And that would be verified by Ralph Anderson?
Ralph Anderson is Travis's brother, and Ralph would be the best man to call I know about.